Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison and I am joined by the beautiful, vivacious Kate Campbell. Welcome back.
Hello.
And Kate's back for a special reason as well. Before we recap the finale and reunion of Real Housewives of Sydney, Kate is going to join me on the next season of Real Housewives for the next, apparently, 10 weeks.
I can't wait.
So every Thursday, we'll be dropping a new episode. People apparently love consistency, we've been told.
Yeah, we're inconsistent, but people love consistency.
Yes. And our dear friend James, who's been on the podcast before, screamed at us on someone's balcony at a house party saying, you guys should try and do this. And so we will. We'll try.
Yeah. A haunted night on Oxford Street has led us here.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
And there we go. So new time with the girls.
Yeah.
And on that note, I did get to attend the Real Housewives of Sydney launch last night in Point Piper.
Simply incredible.
Which you do know about because the beginning of the night was quite fraught because I entered the wrong room as soon as I got there.
It's the possibly like the best train of messages. Like, I feel like maybe no one would know this, but we basically message every single second of every single day of our lives. So
anytime we go 24 hours without messaging each other, I go, oh God, something's gone wrong with Kate, or she's had a terrible day. Like, what's going on?
Literally, but you're so good at that. You always like message me to be like, hello. Is work okay? Are you okay? But yeah, if we haven't spoken in a day, I'm like, one of us is definitely dead.
Yeah, something absolutely.
Terrible something. Yeah. But yeah, it was the best thing ever. Maybe do you want to tell everyone about your, how did you enter the building?
So as I was entering, it was the Motor Yacht Club in Point Piper, of course, like this very Sydney.
Chic.
Chic, Sydney. I've got a little Uber there. As I was like trotting in, Chrissy Marsh is out the front getting pictures with her daughter.
Stunning.
In front of like a binge sign. I was like, oh, stunning. She's there. And then she's finished taking the photos, comes inside, and then she's yelling behind me, Johnny, come on. And I like turn back and Johnny's behind me. I'm like, Johnny's made it.
Icons. Did Johnny? I actually tell you one time I sat next to them at dinner?
No, you did not. Where? Oh, Zop.
At Exo Pippi.
Yeah, I call it Zop. Zop.
I'm dead. Exo Pippi. sat next to them at Zop. It was amazing. So, yes, continue. Like, icons. I was dying the whole time at dinner. My boyfriend clearly had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I looked at Adrian. I was like, I need to tell you something after this dinner. And you're going to have no idea how important this is. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. You're not going to speak during this dinner. I'm going to listen.
I'm listening the entire time as they keep ordering like Grey Goose.
Yeah. But yes, Johnny was there. So he's made it.
Yes.
You know, absent from, you know, filming last time. But
he's made
it to the launch event. Great. So it was lovely to see him there. And then we're like walking through like, you know, like an absolute hallway of the girls, like each single photo kind of thing. Stunning.
Oh, yes.
Get there. There's people with champagne. I'm like, oh, yeah, grab a champagne. And then I saw someone like opening the door behind the people holding the champagne. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
So I've just like mainlined through the door that someone's holding open. I said, thanks. And I walk into a room, lovely view, like looking out over... Rose Bay? Yeah, looking out over Rose Bay. Yeah. I know it's Point Piper, but it's not technically, I could see, like Catalina's on the other side, that kind of,
that vibe.
Anyway, I was like, oh, stunning. But I was like, oh, odd room, quite like messy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's like tables everywhere. There was like a Zeus Greek food bag, like on one of the tables.
And you sent me like a haunted Instagram video. Mm. And when you sent me the video, I was like, oh, like of the room. I was like, odd choice for this event, because I was like, this looks like a holding room, like because people were kind of just like hovering, taking photos, but it just like really looked like a backstage situation. But maybe I was like, oh, maybe he's just there super early and arrived.
Well, that's why I was confused as well, because all of the girls are in the room. Like every single new housewife was in there, and not a whole lot of other people. Like there was a few people I could tell, like publicists and stuff were there, and I was like, oh, this is like a really odd event. And then also the thing that took me a bit longer, because I just kind of stood to the side not knowing what to, didn't know anyone there, obviously, like not going to run up to the girls and be like, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Just like kind of.
Imagine if you did. Yeah. Hi, doll.
And I just like like leant against the, there was like a little rail there. Perfect. So that they're on my phone messaging you and yes. a few other people just going, well, this is odd.
Yeah.
And then it finally dawned after a little bit and I was looking around and just at like the mess and like bags yeah. and stuff. And I went, I'm not meant to be here.
Dead.
I was like, this is a green room, essentially.
Yeah, I think you messaged me and you were like, this is definitely a holding room. I was like, no!
No one said a thing to me. No one said
that's
a thing. And
the best part is that nobody said anything, just this random guy in the back corner just standing there. Why didn't anyone say anything? Word.
And then one of the publicists, when they were trying to like wrangle everyone to go downstairs, she came up, she goes, we're gonna head down. And she went, yeah. And I went, okay. And I just started like walking up being like, I've been in the wrong place the entire time. And then as I'm like trotting out, I run into our friend Wade yes. who was entering. He goes, oh, hi. He goes, I thought you were here for a bit. I was in the wrong room. And then as we go downstairs, I see where I was meant to be the entire time, which is the actual event space.
Enjoying a little canape. You yeah. probably missed out on the pre-drinks.
Yeah. The one thing I will tell you, I did not eat enough at that yes. event. There was like, the things were just complicated to hold. Like they had a little like scallop thing that was in like a shot glass with like a sauce and like a yeah. wedge of lime on it. And when you're holding a drink and that comes around, you're like, well, I can't. Like there weren't,
they need to drop something.
And there weren't a lot of tables around to do that. So I was just like, I'm not going to like, that's too much, you know.
Prioritize alcohol.
What do you call it? Not maths, but when you're trying to physics, the physics of it all.
Clearly, I haven't got a clue.
No, I did not sign up for that in high school, but did not touch it. Had a few oysters, as you do, but that was literally the only lining in my stomach for the night. And then just, you know, endless champagne. So got a bit chatty.
Of course.
The end.
Now, did you get to chat to any of the girls or what was the vibe?
Gays were frothing over that new Caroline girl.
Yes.
She was dressed to the nines.
Yep.
Tits are blazing. Stunning. Yeah, she's great. Yeah. She seems good. So I think she's going to be good. Like that's, even though I had an early like inkling she'd be one of the good ones, I think she will be good. And she kind of said she was loving the attention from Theo.
Of course.
And of course the gay men were eating her up. Like, yes.
All
like,
over her.
Yeah. So she was good. I didn't really like speak. Got a photo with her that I didn't realize until like today. Oh yes, we were all like standing in a line. Mm. Great. And then I did get to chat to Chrissy Marsh.
Stunning.
Amazing woman.
An icon.
I knew I would like her, but
she's our type of gal.
She's great. Yeah. She's a good time gal.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's just phenomenal. Yeah.
Beautiful girl.
I don't even know what to say. She invited us on the boat with her and Johnny this weekend. And I don't think it was a real invite. It was just like a, please.
you must come.
Yeah, talking to me, Wade, like, you gays, you can come. And I was like, sure. And I was
hi, just gay.
Like, yeah. But she was lovely. And I just had, like, good time, she said. And
beautiful.
The vibe I got from the girls were they're more feral on the show than what we're being led to believe. And I'm like, great. That's all I want to hear. That's what I want to know.
Okay, so, amazing. Love.
I do think there was some contention, though, when... So they did a little bit on stage. So kind of reunion-style seating. And they had this man, J-Mo, from Daily Telly up there, being the Andy Cohen of it all, asking the girls questions. But Chrissy was on the end, which I think is wrong.
That's criminal.
No, because this woman launched this show. Her and Nicole were on the first season. Yes,
Real Housewives of Sydney.
And I don't think that was sitting well.
So yeah, do you think
I feel like
a bit off it?
I feel like there was already something. That was like a real life episode going on where I was like, that's not good for her.
She said not for me.
No. She should have been next to JMO/Andy Cohen.
Yeah. Who do you think was like best dressed?
Best dressed. Ooh, I would say like... Nicole actually looked great. I'll say that.
Didn't see any pictures of
her. She looked stunning. I think the two gowns, I would say, was like Terry and Caroline. Like they were like dressed to the nines.
Yeah, looked phenomenal. Like every picture I saw, that pink.
Yeah.
Oh, she looked great. She looked phenomenal.
And I got to chat to her at the end.
Icon.
And that's when I was probably the most liquored at that point.
Totally. Yeah.
Great time, girl. She's also one of us. I don't think she likes them.
Love that even more.
I feel like things didn't go well.
I can't
wait. That name got me the most excited for the show. When they were like announcing the cast, I'm like, yeah, great.
Because I always thought in the first iteration, she should have been in the cast. Yes. Like, because whatever that WAG.
WAG Nation.
I was like, is it WAG Nation? Like, she was a star of that. And to me, she is like a Sydney housewife. Yes. She is the definition of that. So I think it's like fantastic that she's coming and love. Yeah. I cannot wait.
I can't wait.
For her.
I know. She'll be good. I think, her and Caroline, and that, even though I did not chat to her, but I could just tell her vibe, that Victoria.
Yes.
Montana, she looks good. She looks like fun gal.
Yeah. And there was not a sight of any of the other original girls trotting about?
No. The only other original girl that was there was Joe Bailey. He's been on
was
the
OZ Pick. He must have been everybody.
I really just wanted to get him to say, like, dear little thing to me.
Dear
like,
that's little thing.
He's skinnier than ever. Insane.
Is he?
And then also, the woman who I thought would have eventually been on this cast at some point, Marilyn Koch, was there as well, which is the one that hangs out with, like, Victoria in season one and was one of the Sydney socialites. In that Melbourne episode, she was it, looking great as well.
Love that.
Strangely, no Krista Billage at the event, which I thought was, like, you know,
she would have,
like, she just went
turn it on in.
You would think. So that was...
Yeah, was it like very like Sydney social scene vibe? Like, did you feel like, what am I doing here? Or were you like, I'm meant to be here.
Amongst my people. No, it was, I think it was very like, it was like media.
It wasn't too Sydney social scene.
Exactly. So there's probably quite a few people who probably shouldn't have been there. And
love
some people that should have. And I don't know where I fall in that category, but I was there.
Absolutely should have been there. You looked amazing.
I was a present.
You looked great.
It was a lovely time. Thank you. Thank you, Binge, for the invite.
Yeah, so good.
We love. But yeah, no, lovely night, lovely time. And
looked amazing.
Yeah.
The pics are great.
And
you need to see the pics. I was getting a live drip of these pics. And I was like, oh my God.
Also me, like... You could tell the champagnes are kicked in the way I was, like, posting on the stories as well. Like, when I was trying to say, like, Real Housewives premieres next Tuesday. Did this for a lol or doing a lol. I don't even...
I don't understand what you...
No, I don't know what
When you meant that, but I was like, oh, okay, you're doing a real good push and then the lol part. But I was like, he's just having the time of his life. Yeah. So just...
Yeah, it was not well.
Let it roll. Yeah. He's thriving
just posing
right
with her, with Terry.
Exactly.
Me in my Zara outfit and she's wearing, like, thousands of dollars. I'm just like... Here we are. Just another nondescript gay going up to her going, queen.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, fine.
Fine, I'll take a picture.
Let me take the selfie now. Yeah.
Lovely time. So I hope from the hints I was getting that it's going to be, that it's a bit messier than what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
I have hopes for that. We didn't watch an episode, I'll say that, because everyone kept asking me, oh, did you watch the first
episode?
Oh, you
didn't. I was going to say that. So it was just purely a Q&A?
Yeah,
or
like,
what did you do?
They did a Q&A, and then they did, like, extended intros of the ladies with, like, extra
like
scenes
taglines.
From the show. And, like, yeah, taglines, and then, like, a bit of them from this season, and that was it. So you didn't really see...
That surprises me that you didn't get an ep. I guess it's a little bit out.
Yeah, and also I don't think you can make people at a party stand up for like 45 minutes and go, okay, we're going to watch something.
Fair.
And everyone just start talking.
It's like champagne as well. Everyone's
get
me out of here.
I actually respect them for that.
Yeah. Great choice.
They knew their audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
good.
Stunning. So I can't wait. I hope I hope it lives up to the chaos of, early Melbourne.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're not, like, kind of going, because I feel like the first season was a bit like
insane.
There was so much kind of heaviness and screaming as I really feel in my body after rewatching it.
Yeah.
So maybe I feel like maybe it's like they're just leaning into, like, it's let's just go, like, fun. And then as it unravels, we'll actually see, like, the total demise.
Yeah.
But they're not letting that slip.
Yeah, well, they should be talking about the demise in a few seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Stunning. All right. Well, we'll take a break and come back with the finale of Real Housewives of Sydney. And we're back with the finale of Real Housewives of Sydney. I just have to say before we begin this has been a fucking marathon at the end.
Yeah, I've been stressed for you. I actually don't know how you've kind of done it.
It's insane. You've like done it. The fact that they, when they announced this October 10th date, I was just like, I've got to get this done before I know. It premieres. And I was just like, Jesus this, fucking Christ.
What have I committed to? I just, I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. I was like, no. It'll be maybe end of October or like early November or something. And then it just snuck up on me. So,
it's really hit you.
And here we are.
And here we are. We're at the end.
And this sigh of, like, even though I've enjoyed doing this, sigh of relief I'll have at the end of this is going to be...
I'm ready.
Ready.
It's time.
We'll send the girls off in a spectacular fashion. Absolutely. So, which is the most aggressive thing at the beginning of the episode is Athena's regression therapy.
I was going to say, would you like to lie down and I'll just put you under some hypnosis and...
Her, like, light hand on the shoulder to, like, comfort Athena while she's crying.
That woman... And we'll just who do you see now? Like, I could not have less faith in a person.
That was a beautiful impression. That's exactly what she sounds like.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
She looks a bit like Tempest.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my, wouldn't that have been great? It's Tempest. Yeah. I actually just was like obsessed with that entire scene. The acting from Athena is actually incredible. One tear dripping down the face.
Great.
And then I am obsessed when she, I can't even think of words, and she's like big eyebrows. Nicole O'Neill when she's like trying to get her to connect with who's the,
it was her best friend that stole her wife.
The best friend who stole her wife.
Yeah.
The way that she just instantly, like, connects to this and just starts to take down the other women within her own hypnotherapy is just, like, actual masterful.
Phenomenal. And just behavior. The way that her daughter was Lisa Oldfield as well. She goes, when I saw those eyes, it was Lisa.
Yeah. I was like, this is so good.
The smeared mascara at the end as well. Like, her, like, dabbing and a...
It's all too much. I loved it. But what a way to like end a season, like to start the end of a season. I'm like, she's incredible. And that woman.
When I was watching it, I was just like, this is like the show jumping the shark. Like this, beyond. This last episode is the most like chaotic thing in the world. Like
so much happens. Yeah. Like, and I don't actually, even before I came here, I had to do another like, wait, sorry, all of that happened in that one episode so much. It just escalates.
Insane. There's too much that like, I don't know what they were briefed on for that final scene, but they were told to bring guns. Oh,
they were told to bring so much happens, like champagne. We're not even there, but it's like champagne glasses, glitter bombs, screaming, and you're just like, oh my God, what happened?
Insane. And but we just shocked at the beginning with hypnotherapy.
Hypnotherapy. Sign me up. Would you ever do like hypnosis or anything? Have you done anything like that? But
I
feel like
in that moment you have to lead the witness. You know what I mean? As in like you have to make it up. And that's the thing. I don't think I'm just not one of those people. Like you know how people always like when people are talking about, like someone got sucked into a cult or something like that. And people are like, you don't understand. Like, it's totally. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
I think if it's a 1% of people, it will not happen to. It is me.
Yeah.
I do not believe I'll be sucked into a cult. Like, when I watch those documentaries and stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck you do? That one, there was, I forget the name of it, but the one that was on Disney Plus, that was
the NXIVM one?
No. The college students.
That was crazy.
Yeah, where they met the father.
Yeah, where they met the father and he started living in their college dorm and then they basically like gave him all their money, dominant to him, brother and sister. That was one of the I love a cult like thing, but that was one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
They were living in a 2-bedroom apartment, sleeping on the floor with construction equipment around them, like just sawing things and then getting told they've destroyed something and then have to ask.
They'd abused people. Or like, remember he convinced some of them that they'd poisoned their sister or something?
Yeah.
It's crazy town.
But when I'm watching that and they're like, would you not like...
How does that happen to you? And all of them were super intelligent. Like, remember that girl she was actually becoming a doctor, one of them. Like, how?
And that's what I mean. I watch that and people go, it can happen to anyone. I'm like, I know. No, it can't. And it will not happen to me. I would not move into a 2-bedroom apartment with someone's father that I met at college and be like, I'll start sawing stuff for you. Like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, I just...
what? Who are you, crazy people?
Yeah. So...
Oh, my God.
So, no, I'm not going to regression therapy.
Circling back.
Yeah.
That's a no from you.
Yeah, so I will not be there. Oh, but my thank God. You for Athena for attending.
I loved it. I loved it.
We then head to Krista Bilich's apartment in the
yes.
city to hear about the dog wedding.
To hear about the dog-cat
dog wedding. Dog-cat wedding, so sorry.
Pardon you.
Because her dog's ex used to bite her on the pussy.
Yeah. That whole scene. I was just like, what is going on? And I feel like even Maddie is like sitting there like, sorry?
She was in shock. I loved like, Maddie's what? Reactions again. And I will... I will finish this, like, Sydney recap yes. of, like, after watching this. It's a crime Maddie is not still on the show.
She is just...
She's comedy. Yeah. She's hilarious. She's, like, really non-confrontational for the yes. most part, except when we'll the get to final. The end. But she's just, like, such a good addition. She should be a friend of,
I
at
agree.
Least. She's just, like, a good time.
I love her.
Love every scene she's in.
She is so naturally funny.
Yeah.
It's super, like, yeah, like an empath. She actually cares about people. She has, like, a great career job. Like, I just think she ticks every box. But watching her, I was like, oh, I need more from her. Made me go, oh, far out. But, yeah, she's a hoot. Love.
If anyone doesn't, just follow her on Instagram. You get a good little dose yeah. of Maddie every day, yeah. mostly. I'm shocked we didn't have gay marriage back when this was filmed.
Yeah, the
it's so long ago, I keep forgetting.
To that, when in at the end, like I know we keep skipping right to the end, but when Victoria walks into the party and she's like, I wasn't going to attend because my gay friends say that, you know, they're against it because gay marriage doesn't happen yet. I can't even think what the words are. And I'm
like, she was like, they thought like they were appalled that like.
That was appalled that a cat and a dog would get married before they could get married. Yeah. And it actually made me think, well, that is, horrific. And I forgot about the time before.
And Krista's designer vagina as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Her and Charles must be just like absolute freaks, like in a fun way.
Oh, in a fun way. I think they're like down for it all. She's like thriving. That's living.
I love her going, we're all the sailors.
Yeah. I love.
She would just like run there. Someone would run an absolute train through her, like
instantly.
Victoria and Mel head to Ivy Pool.
I really enjoy, actually, like, all the references to, like, random Sydney venues. Yep. Like, Ivy's obviously still thriving, but, like, when there's things like, oh, that's closed.
Everything's closed.
Let's go have a nice lunch at Ivy. Like, who's doing that, by the way? Is anyone?
No, I didn't even know, like...
Is it only the day? I don't know.
That's all so confused. They're just sitting in, like, the middle of the pool. The only stories I see of, like, Ivy Pool is, like, gays in Speedos just at some dance party just, like, shuffling
pushing
around.
Pushing, like, a blow-up pool, a blow-up whatever ball.
But look, might be lovely, so...
Sure.
Yeah. I enjoyed Victoria going, I'm doing taxi to table... Oh, no, sorry,
table to taxi.
Love. I love her commentary. Like, she's just Aussie and just like...
Her voice kills me and like, just like, doesn't care.
No.
Is so unfazed by it all. It's like, I won't be going to that. Or like, I won't be doing that.
Her talking about the treatment that she's going to get to Mel. And Mel's like, there's so much out there. And Victoria goes, I know, Mel, and I've had it all.
I love it. I like that pairing of those two. Like, poor Mel, just not for her, this show. Like, not for her at all.
Also, watching them do this scene, I was like, I actually probably would have just liked to have seen you two, like, out for drinks more.
Yeah,
also
but just being friends.
Also, just any of them. You know what I mean? Like, I would have liked to have seen... like, Victoria and Chrissy out for drinks that wasn't revolved around, like, them trying to find Victoria's, like, lost father.
Yeah, just, like, actually more scenes that were almost just more natural, like, living in Sydney and just going out for drinks or dinner and catching up. Like, I feel like often that's actually what I find with the Australian one is, it's like, the scenes across Sydney and Melbourne are very heavily orchestrated.
So set up every time.
Where in every other city... I really do feel like we're watching them live. I always, with the Aussie ones, I do feel like every scene is very like, okay, we're sitting
here.
It has
to have a purpose. Yeah.
This is the purpose. It's not just them living.
One of my favorite scenes is in New York, and I think it must be like 5 or 6, but Carol and Heather, even though I'm not a Heather fan.
Oh, I'm a full Heather fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, lots to talk about there. But
holla!
But
I had to. Okay.
But there's literally a scene. They just go to like a small New York bar and they're just sitting at the bar and they just have a chat.
Yeah.
Just about life. And they sit there, get drunk, have a laugh.
Love.
And that was one of my like favorite scenes of that show. Just because it was just very like New York. They just like met up after like work or whatever.
And they're like true friends, those two. And that's when I think it really soars is like you really feel the friendship. It's not these forced altercations.
Exactly. And I that's why I like this was like, even though I think Victoria and Melissa are barely friends, but I was like, but it kind of felt like, oh, this is like kind of felt like natural there and everything. And just like the conversations back and forth, like Victoria talking about Athena going, oh, she's shocking.
Oh, yeah.
She just hates me. She absolutely hates me. And I don't know what I've done wrong.
I love that. Really good impression.
Thank you. No, I feel like I've over this season, I've just been like taking in Victoria lines. Yeah, like she's the only one I can imitate. That's not my Maddie ones are, I think I said last week, very offensive. So I got to tone down on that. But breakfast at Lavendi.
Oh, chic, all dressing up. Like
they look great.
I think they look stunning, trotting through Hyde Park like that in their pearls in the morning. And what it like Lisa Oldfield instantly dragging the two of them for dressing like Holly Golightly. Loved it. They look stunning.
Hmm.
And as they should, like trotting in to go and look at some jewels on it's probably like a random Wednesday. Yeah. Like what is their life? I loved it.
Panos just standing there at the door.
He's like, hello, ladies, come on in.
He's a good sport.
Like, I think he is a great sport. I think he's a very like, oh, well, she had him like parading around there.
Yeah.
She gave them all watches, by the way. Like these stunning watches. And then he presents them with the invite.
The Christa Village.
So I'm like, they have stitched this guy up to do everything.
I'm also just trying to think, the only other person... Is it just like Matt? Oh, sorry, David Oldfield, but he's not a shining example of any.
Oh, no.
Horrific. And then we had Maddie's
boyfriend. He shots him for it. Well, he just stands in the room. It's like, it's that one scene where he stands in the kitchen and she just talks.
Yeah, he talks at him. Yeah.
He's like, I've got to go. Yeah.
Chrissy's tit doesn't fit in the glass.
So. No.
Her bust is bigger than Marie Antoinette's. Athena giving the watchers, and she goes, I'm having my Oprah moment.
She's just on another level. Every scene, she is like delivering something on another level. Mm. I love it. And I actually do feel like so much of the season is like events for her.
Yeah.
Like, really, I feel like she hosted.
She does a lot.
Everything. She does a lot. Yeah. A lot. Yeah.
I wish I'd watched this episode before I was at the party last night, because I would have loved to have asked, like, Chrissy Nicole, do you still have to watch?
Yeah.
We'd love to know.
Because I think there is like, in this episode a little bit on when, like, because Victoria doesn't go or whatever, and they say, I think it's when they're doing, what is that weird exercise? Yoga-ing about, and then they, the two of them, like, it's a lovely watch. Like, I wasn't going to say no. Yeah. And then Victoria's like, well, I thought it was your dad's watch. But I just love that. So I'm like, I was not missing out on an opportunity. Like, absolutely hate the woman, but I'll absolutely take the free watch.
Oh.
And I would too.
I was about to say, I would do exactly the same. Even if some horrid person gave me anything expensive, I'd be like, yes, please take
my wrist now.
We do get the... bombshell, not really bombshell, but the rumor that Charles Village fucks everyone he paints, and this is where the little Maddie rumor comes from.
Of course, this is like what ignites the
fight at the end.
The absolute uproar at the end. All of them, like, I don't even know who this person is, and they're all like, somehow they all know that this guy does this and is just painting all these people like that.
Maybe it's a Sydney elite thing.
Sydney elite, we're not a part of that world, unfortunately.
I loved Chrissy going, he's not painting me unless Johnny's there watching. Yeah. But then I took that. I think she meant it as in, like, he's my safety, as in, like. But then I also thought, oh, no, like, Johnny's a cuck. That's where my mind went. That. I'm like, that's not what she meant. No, but mind, I was like, oh no, I took that the wrong way.
She wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yes, and that's all the drama, and they're all oh, terribly shocked by it. But like Lisa Oldfield's eating it right.
Oh
up.
Yeah, and like, she's like, oh, as soon as Chrissy was like, oh, he's paid a man, she's like, well, I'm going to use this against this bitch. Like, I'm going to take it down. Which she does.
Yeah.
I did love when they went to the aerial yoga and Victoria said, I want to do aerial yoga as much as I want to shoot myself in the head.
Me too, doll. Yeah. Me too. I just would never do a form of exercise like that. Like, I can barely get myself to the gym.
No.
Let alone wrap myself in some silks and kind of.
It's like Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Watch me do a backflip, doll.
She was like, I don't want to hang from the freaking ceiling and do fuck all. Great. That's what I'll miss. I'll miss the little
quips that are so natural. She's so funny and just so random. And you're like, I love it.
And again, I enjoyed this scene because they were like laughing at the end of it. Natural. Like Chrissy was like falling out. I'm like, why are we only getting these, like them doing just boring, normal shit. Like, it's very, this is very like American Housewives where it's like they go do some stupid exercise thing, then have a chat afterwards.
They do they go to a dance class. And
Yeah. I just feel like I would like to see a bit more of that.
More of that. Because, and then again, like they're real friends and they're really funny and you see their true selves in that. It's the best.
I did hear Lisa when they're like going to the wedding.
Yes.
She said,
when they're in the car. Yeah.
Yes. She didn't say caveat. She said caveat.
I'm obsessed that this is what you've held on to. Caveat.
Yeah. Caveat.
You say caveat.
Caveat.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's just the pronunciation just really just hit me in the face. Like
my problem with that scene in the car, like correct me if I'm wrong, but I swear in the scene at La Fendi, Athena is on board for the cat and dog wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as she's in that car with Lisa and Maddie, she's dragging it and like seemingly so offended by it. And she's just like ramping herself up. But I'm like, sorry, weren't you so excited for this? And next minute she's like, no,
yeah,
and
she's
going to take these cats and dogs down.
Yeah. And then when she gets to the event, she's just like yelling out the entire time and everything. I'm like, oh God.
Like, shut up.
She did. And I said this last episode, she's just turned into a full bitch now. As in, like, she was kind of hiding it before, but then she's just saying lines like she says about Victoria. She goes, why do we need one more bitch at this wedding? Maybe Victoria can stay in her kennel.
Oh, and she does too.
I was like, what the fuck?
She really just becomes, like, cruel.
Oh, she is.
And she starts hitting them and you're like, oh, no. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. And then we'll talk about it soon, but she gets fucking wasted.
Oh, she's trashed at that party.
But just before that, Alan Sabuya, who did the
oh my God, I couldn't remember his name. Yeah.
He was like officiating the wedding. Where did he go? Because he was like Dan. Like back then he was so
he was on like when I was like a young PR gal.
Yeah.
He was on like the guest list to every random event that I used to work. We used to try and get him to everything. Where are you, Alan Sabuya? I agree. That's the first thing I thought. Like, stunning performance from him as the officiate.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'd love to know. Where are you, doll?
I went and looked at his Instagram page.
Oh, is it still active?
Well, yes. But the last thing he posted was, like, 50 weeks ago. And he was in some cut scene from, like, the last Thor. Like fanning someone.
So I don't know if he's trying to become an actor.
Well, maybe he is, but if he's trying to be an actor, he's not really like on the socials. And I feel like that goes hand in hand. Like, shouldn't you be posting a lot of stuff?
You should be
like
spruiking yourself.
Yeah. So not sure where he's gone.
He's gone underground.
Yeah. So best and well wishes. Yeah.
Best of luck to you. Yeah.
There must have been a huge gap between what we're seeing from the wedding and they must have been liquored up at this Village Gallery because Athena's gone.
It's almost like, and I feel like we've been to many events like this, one I can really think of, between like a ceremony and a reception and you just get absolutely blind. Like, that's what's happened to them all. Yep. Or mainly her, I guess.
Which one are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of a dear friend. I don't know, he's saying people's names. No, I don't know.
She been on the pod before? Is that the one we're talking about? Or is it a different one? Yeah, okay, great.
Can are we say? I don't know. You're allowed to say
it. Yeah.
Lisa Hamilton. We were enjoying many a refreshment at her stunning wedding.
Taking stunning photos in between as well. Oh, my God. Well.
We've never...
never looked better.
We've actually never looked better. I think that's like you showed me some like app to put photos through at that wedding. Mm. I've never looked back. I was like, you put, I think, a photo of me and Adrian in like a filter and I was like, I'm a model. And I'm like, it's not the 5 margaritas that I've just drank, but I look amazing in this photo. Us doing and a full tractor photo shoot, all of us.
Stunning.
Oh, it was the best.
That had, sorry, I was just like rating. What great alcohol at that wedding. Lovely bar. It was
stunning.
Barmen were attractive as well. Oh, and it was just like,
amazing. It was like all of our favorite drinks. Mm. You could get whatever.
Lovely
it was
wine.
Like
wine.
Yeah, like some beautiful natural wines. We had mugs, Aperols.
And we consumed them all.
And we lived our best lives.
And we were Athena.
We were Athena at the front of the wedding. Oh, God.
But then we get to, they just go like straight into the.
It kind of just happens.
That's what I meant. This is why it was so weird. It was kind of just like, oh, we're just going to talk about like Maddie getting painted by like Charles. Yeah. And I was just like, okay.
We kind of miss all that. I remember I watched it this afternoon. Like watching it, I was like, oh, did I miss a scene or something?
Yeah, how did this kick off?
It just
like
kicks off all of a sudden and then they just start dragging. Yeah.
And then Victoria trots in. And I loved Chrissy just does a little side to him and goes, turn around and go home.
Oh, yes, I love that. I love that. I love it so much. That scene is real. Like, but there is just so much happening. And you also realize how little Matty really is in that scene. She's tiny in the middle of them all.
Short little gal. Yeah. That I reckon that room stunk and was hot. Oh, it was would have been
yes.
booze.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Yeah.
And just like general sweat. It would have been.
Dogs. Oh my God. It would have stank.
And they would have had like production lighting up and stuff to like, you know, make sure everyone was lit well. 100%. And I was just like, Jesus.
It would have been horrid summer day.
Well done for those dry queens in there, just like with their full face on.
Yeah, it's been like, hello. Stunning. Yeah, it just kind of goes crazy. I do like that Maddie is very, like, I'm not buying it. Yeah. I am not. Buying.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even kind of have to be convinced of that.
Yeah. She's like, Chrissy didn't talk shit about
it. She's like, no. Yeah. And you've definitely over exaggerated it. And I guess you know that there's people like that. You're like, you've made that up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the whole. And as soon as Victoria like goes and gives a little kiss to Athena, Athena's like, oh, the kiss of Judas.
Yeah. That's when she said that. And then I think it's like Victoria's like, no, go away.
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, don't start.
Don't
like,
start. Don't start.
She knew what she was walking into. Yeah. Poor thing. So. Oh,
she's like, why have I come?
And then like, Athena does a little aside to Lisa and she's like, that stupid fucking entitled Victoria. she's like... Full ball to the wall, like immediately.
Oh, she just lets like rip. And it's like she doesn't think she's one on camera or two. The women who are standing within it, like an arm's length of her, could possibly hear her.
Yeah.
She's just going off.
And then they come back and just bring up the village thing again.
Instantly.
And then lovely Maddie. She goes, I got a painting in a gallery, big fucking warp. And then Lisa's like insane. She's pushed Maddie.
She pushes Maddie. She's pushed her
in a
gallery.
Actually, she loves pushing Maddie in a gallery. She pushed in the Olsen Gallery, and now she's pushed her in the Village Gallery.
She's just turns on a dime, that one. Yeah. And like, pushing Maddie, would you dare? Don't touch our gal.
As we said, she's little. You could maybe push her over like immediately. So, and she's like, screaming, don't push me. And then she just, like, throws the glass.
Yeah, she throws the wine in the glass and it's like, oh, don't mess with that gorgeous Persian. Yeah. Like, she will destroy you.
Yeah. As she says at the very end of the episode, as they're doing the little title card, she goes, I'm Persian, I see red. Excuse me.
Oh, she's the best. Oh, but I would have, we know I would have absolutely turned if someone did that to me. Yeah. But like, she is just next level. I love it.
Iconic exit from her. Because that's her final scene. She goes, I'd have enough of you. I had enough fucking all of you. Yeah. And just like smashes. And then she walks out in the dresses, like waving in the background. I'm like, phenomenal.
It's like an iconic end for her. Like, it's actually, it does end it quite well. But it's like you get whiplash. It's kind of happening so quickly.
There's too much happening.
I can't even think when next the glitter bomb comes out from, like, what is she doing with glitter in her handbag, that Athena? Like,
she must have known she wanted, like, a moment. But also, she kind of pick a target. Like, she hates Victoria. She's going after Chrissy. I'm like, who the... And then at her regression therapy, it was Nicole. Like, why do you hate, like, every single person? Like, exactly. She just had a problem with literally every person. I do love when they're trying to talk about Athena's, like, rampant alcoholism.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're drunk and everything. And she's just like, and then the thing, and it's not like really caught, but I can hear Chrissy saying it. She said, she talks about Athena came back to her place and she goes, I remember when you fell over and you had vodkas and you got carpet burn. And I was just like, that I want to see. That, like, if she went back to Chrissy.
Yeah. Cameras. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Yeah. I think during a housewife season, you should have a GoPro in your house the entire time you're filming. That. You know what I mean?
Just security cam up constantly.
Yeah, yeah, like a girls trip kind of thing. Yeah. Just like there's something there that if you take the girls back, you'll have something.
Yeah, I love that.
I need. Or just do the American thing and just like start filming on your phone.
Like whatever, and then just give us everything that's on your phone.
And Victoria, again, she goes, the only way for Athena to deal with this psychosis is with medication and a good doctor. Happy to give her a referral. And then go back to her in the room. She goes, she needs a straitjacket.
There's like absolute zingers throughout this whole
There was too much.
It's like whiplash. You're like, whoa, damn.
And then she's just going, she comes. Also, the scene is so weird. Like, Victoria keeps like, oh no, sorry. Athena keeps exiting.
Yeah.
And then just like sliding back in. Like, they'll start talking about her and she just like appears like a ghost. And she goes, I'm not drunk. What do you mean? Like, stop talking about me. And then she, Victoria going, you were blind at your Greek party. You were blind.
Yeah. But she clearly is. I don't know why she is just not acknowledging that. And they're all just like, you've lost the plot.
Athena going, you're the most hated woman in the eastern suburbs.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's her line.
That was very good.
And she, Victoria's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. You delusional bimbo.
Yeah. Great.
Great. And that's really... Yeah, everyone just exits at that point because everyone's done. They must. If I was them on that cast, I would be fucking exhausted.
I'd be exhausted. It's exhausting, like watching. You're like, whoa, what just happened? Can you imagine like leaving that after all of that happened? You'd be like, what just went on here?
Mm.
Nobody's okay. No. People are covered in glitter.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I've got to go. I have got to go.
Especially if you knew that was your, like, final scene. Oh. You'd be, like, dying to be like, oh, we need to wrap this up. I'll get out of there.
Get me
out Maddie of did
here.
Well.
She did well.
I love that she was still filmed, like, on the bench, like, outside out of the gallery for her, like, final little title card thing.
She's
great.
Like, a little fresh air.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the final line we're left with is Athena going, you can give strawberries to pigs, but they will never be appreciated. She's got too many sayings.
The sayings, they're, like, all over the place. She is, it's like, how is she running around with a script book? Like, who's writing these lines for her? And they just keep hitting you. But, like, she brought a lot. She brought a hell of a lot.
She put it all on the table. Beyond. Yeah.
She is, like, that's what I think. I think of her when I think of that season because I'm just like, who is this woman? Where is she?
And I feel like everyone, like a lot of people have said they're going to miss Athena and Lisa. I get it. But, God, it is a lot.
It's too much. It's and like, too much. I know we're going to talk about the reunion, but it's like that reunion kind of is
cemented
the perfect example why she can't come back. No. She dominates everything to a point where it becomes exhausting, where you're like, nobody else is talking. The things you're saying are ludicrous, and then everything just becomes about her and it becomes less interesting. So you're kind of just like, enough. No.
Yeah. God. And there we are. The end. the end. We will come back and talk about the reunion quite shortly. But we'll take a break first. And we're back with the Real Housewives of Sydney reunion.
Yes.
God, it's... It takes its toll, doesn't it?
It's a lot. I felt for Alex Perry the whole time.
He hates being there.
How did he
ever end up doing this? Because he just doesn't seem to be the person to be in that chair.
I don't even know. Does he even like the show? Like, how he dresses the woman,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he dresses. Yeah.
He's also dressed like, I think, Kyle and Rinna of War.
Yeah, like a lot. And stuff, so, I feel like Rinna really actually kind of put him on the map quite a bit. She was wearing him for years and years and years. Mm. And love that for him.
Well, there we are. And he's dressed Nicole for years.
Nicole
as well.
Since she was 15. Who knew?
My favorite moment that I wrote down at the beginning of it was while they're getting their like makeup done and Victoria's in her little booth and she goes, I don't think Athena's very bright. I think she's got hummus between her ears.
I died when she said that. And I was like, oh, I don't know if you can say
that.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I died, but I was like, oh my God.
I love Athena's look for the reunion.
Oh, do you?
The suit with the hair
back. Or she needed a little top hat. Yes. I feel like very...
I thought she was looking cunt.
Are you serious?
I thought she looked great. I didn't think anyone looked great.
I thought none of them looked good. But I felt like she was giving like Greatest Showman. Like,
that's probably what
I think what she... I feel like there was a whole, you know, she had probably had a whole idea behind that look, but I was just like, oh, go away. I think by the end of it, I was just like, done enough.
And Lisa was doing her first lady cosplay again as well. Yeah. She...
Prim and proper gal.
Fucking hell.
She's next level.
We don't need to go over the whole, because it goes for so long.
It goes for so long and it actually becomes a blur. Like, what
it also could have been part one and two, because it goes for the length of... two episodes. I don't understand why it's this like long haul.
No.
I do have one note that they could have done. They should have brought an extra chair in for the Lizzie Buttrose of it all. Oh. Like, they should have just brought her in.
An absolute icon of the show. What was she doing? Yeah, there was. We needed a little guest appearance.
Just to chat about what happened, how she was briefed by Lisa and that nonsense. So
that actually would have been good. Do they even go into that? At the reunion?
They do speak on it briefly. And Lisa says like, I did tell her how she's been, treating Athena and stuff. But like, not enough. Because I feel like that was such a great moment.
I feel like you don't even get to go into anything in depth. Because basically Athena stops everyone from speaking.
They cannot speak.
No one can say anything.
And no wonder Victoria walks off at some point
I would love that too. I would too. But I also really love the moments when Alex says to like Victoria, like, oh, you just get to an age where you just like don't care anything or care that you don't want to do things. And she's like, yep. Like, doesn't matter. She's like, you're going to need to send down the seventh housewife.
Yeah.
She's just so done. Could not care less.
Oh, yeah. They just want to get through the day and they can't.
And they can't. Athena is like, absolutely not.
The weird thing I did find during the reunion was they showed so many scenes that were not on the show. You know, when they were doing like the packages and stuff. So, you know, so they show the finale party.
Yes.
And Athena was like going at Victoria.
And maybe the producer was
holding her and she's screaming, Athena, Athena.
Oh, yeah.
And then Athena's saying, I'll fucking smash you. What are you afraid about? And I was just like, what?
What
the fuck? And it's just like, it's insane.
Oh, yeah. Why did they do that then?
Well, and then Athena said something that was disgusting. Because there's another bit that I don't think was in the actual finale. Yeah. She says to Victoria, she's like, not even your family wanted you.
Oh, yeah. When she said that is awful.
I was like, that is fun. And then Victoria's like, the whole Greek community is ashamed.
They're embarrassed. They just take each other down by like these epic proportions.
Insane. The other moment that just I love.
Yeah.
The stunt cat.
That whole moment when she's like, I know the person that threw it in my backyard. It was Chrissy Marsh. Like, these accusations. So, that Chrissy Marsh is throwing a cat
in the backyard. The accusation is that Well, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just trying to understand it, that she thinks that Chrissy Marsh has driven out to her home, that is, I feel, hours away from Sydney.
Definitely.
And has thrown a dead cat over her fence.
Literally, that's the claim. What she thinks. She thinks that. And
she sent an image from Google to production going,
this is the cat that they threw over, and are in, like, incredible... way when Chrissy and Nicole are like, it's you, we reversed, they got their inner catfish on and reversed image search the pic, and it's just the first image.
I love Chrissy's like, you could have gone a few pages in and you wouldn't have got away with it.
Oh, she's just like,
no. Also, I feel like she did it to set up her line, because then she goes, I think she just wanted to show someone a more worn out pussy than hers. Yes. And I'm like, have you done this whole bit so you can deliver that line.
100%. Because it's just so bizarre. In no world is Chrissy Marsh doing that, by the way. She couldn't care less. Mm. But, yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Nicole bringing out, I don't know, was it like a new idea or a TV week or whatever?
Just look at the headlines of New Weekly.
Yeah.
I've not heard someone reference NW Mag.
Oh, is that what it was? Yes. Because I was looking at it. I was like, what is that?
Okay. I don't think NW exists anymore. No.
And she just, and when she turns the page, it's the Athena's quote, Nicole's out to get me. Nicole's not thinking of you. She doesn't.
Nicole doesn't care. Nicole is so rich. She couldn't care less.
Nicole is head empty. Like, there's not a thought about Athena going on day to day.
She's on to the next.
No. Oh, phenomenal. Though. Yeah, amazing. Love, love, love. The whole... when Athena's just, like, talking over them and stuff, just... But, like, Victoria's commentary, like, underneath it, she was like, yeah, I'll tell you if you shut the fuck up. Because you're a nightmare.
Just, like, the whispering of, like, the resignation of... Just stop.
Shut.
Stop.
I would be so tired if I were there.
Oh, I would stop.
When she walks off, you hear her go, can I have a vodka tonic?
So good.
And she sits back down and then she's like, I'm back. And then Athena goes, that's because I'm undefeatable.
Yes.
And she goes, oh, for God's sake, shut up.
Yes, that one. She can't, like, she just can't not have the last word.
And then she starts speaking in Greek and calls her a whore.
I died. I died. I was like, I had it on and I could hear it. And I had to rewind it again just to read all of the captions. And she just tears it to pieces. And then when they cut to Alex, and Alex is like, whoa.
Oh, Alex.
He's like, whoa. But like, he's definitely like, I've got no idea what she's just said, but I can guarantee it's horrific.
It's no good. Yeah. But she wants it. She goes, I hope they picked that up.
Yeah, she's like, she loves it. She knows exactly what she's doing.
And again, a scene that did not make it onto the actual show. I think just because obviously too much was happening in every fucking episode was Lisa giving a dildo to Chrissy at that lunch.
Yes, what? That didn't happen, right?
Like, no, so that wasn't on the episode, but she's like, this is so you can go, like, fuck yourself, essentially. But I'm just like... Jesus Christ. Like the fact that, because we had Maddie run out of that event, and that's where it ended that we saw. But then after that, Lisa must have stood up and like thrown a dildo on Chrissy's face, then marched out. I'm like, how many moments were they?
Why,
like,
do they have so many props as well? Just so much. It was just like, what is going on?
But then you get the line from Chrissy doing her, like, confession. She goes, oh, Lisa Oldfield's throwing a dildo at me.
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Yeah.
I love her.
Worth it for that.
Yeah.
She was getting eaten by that lounge, Lisa Oldfield. Like, she was, she was sinking into it during, and she just was like, she's becomes couch.
She becomes couch. Oh, it's too much. And she just, why is David the only house husband that comes? Like, it's too much.
That whole thing was haunted. That's like him, them two sitting on the couch. Dark. I was like, no, I don't want to see that.
Hate each other. Hate. Like, this is bad. End.
No, and that wasn't even like a helpful conversation.
There was no point to that.
But I do like that Victoria turned it to make it about her.
Yeah, definitely.
She was just like, I was there for you.
Was there for you.
And she's the only one in tears. Yeah.
Yeah, like so actually moved by it. Yeah.
I had to write this down because it's feral.
Yeah.
Again, this is all the stuff that... And also, you can tell in the moment that Nicole and Victoria and all them were hearing this for the first time. Because you know how they had the, like, little picture in the corner when they're watching, like,
yes, their... Yes, and their faces are
and their faces are reacting. When Lisa, like, starts commenting on Nicole's weight...
Oh, that's bad.
And I've written this because it's fucked. And I just, like, I need to read it out with it because it's fucked. She goes, oh, like, she's talking about the Captain Eyebrows comment from, from Captain Eyebrows. But then she just goes on this rant and it's just like, not, it's, I would have said fatty, fatty, fat, fat, but Captain Eyebrows will do. Enjoy life's luxuries. But watching Nicole stuff her fat little face, I'm thinking there's not going to be enough for me, fatso. And then she goes, too many snacks for that one. She's a very different person and not one I like.
Oh, she, it's like them.
They're friends.
They're friends. They're actually friends. Like, and like fucked. Meant to be dear family.
She talked about her father in the first episode, like missing him. I was just like,
it's
sorry.
It's disgusting. She kind of spits vitriol out like on another level.
But then just Athena laughing at the end of it. And they're like, and Alex just turns and goes, why are you laughing? She goes, it's terrible.
Yeah, she's terrible. She can't, like, hold it in. Like, she's, like, maniacal at that point. She's just like, I can't.
Insane. But hopefully for people who I think thought Lisa and stuff should come back, that should be kind of the moment you go.
No.
Like, Nicole was meant to be her friend at the end. That you would not say that about your worst enemy.
No, it was you know awful. What I mean? It's awful. Like,
insane.
No, none of that was good. It was just like, oh, no, this is really bad.
I'll stick to seeing her talk, like, you know, attack Freedom Furniture on Instagram. I feel like that's where her, like, niche is. Like, that's beautiful. Yeah. And I'll read that every day. Mm. The montage at the end of it, where they're all actually, like, having fun, I was like, oh, this looks like a fun show.
That is, like, my key takeout from that episode. Like, I've said it, like, 20 times this record. It's whiplash. Yeah. Like, you go from watching these people for, like, the past hour destroy each other. And, like, I've watched hours of my life watching women destroy each other on these shows. But it's like another level on here. And then to cut to the montage that we're all great friends and this is like amazing, dancing girls. And like, we had a wonderful season. It's like, no. This is like Stockholm Syndrome.
This is the darkest thing.
This is not real. Like, get me out. It's no good.
Feral behavior then. Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Like, insane. Yeah. Like, just beyond. But look, when I watched that little reel at the end, I said, oh, that looks like a fun show. I wish we saw that.
Yeah. When did that happen? I missed that.
They were even dancing at the Persian party. I'm like, that didn't even happen on the episode.
We never saw them ever having any fun.
I did love right at the end when Victoria, they're talking about any regrets. And she goes, I regret that grey T-shirt.
I love and Alex that. Like,
oh, yes, paired with a denim skirt.
He's so quick into to my drag. Love it.
And then Athena going, well, I'm living the dream one nightmare at a time.
Which really I think good.
That sums it up.
It's so good. And I think, I kind of think there is another point in that episode where she says something. And maybe it even is that line. And Victoria's like, you're funny.
She's at, yeah, is right that? After that. Yeah. She goes, you're funny. I actually like you. You're funny. And then you hear Nicole go, welcome to the club, Athena.
That is like a little perfect ending. Yeah. You're like, okay, you know, this is the kind of world we should have been in. The
yeah, like light note at the end. So I was happy.
That's great.
That. Yeah. And there we go.
There we go.
The end.
What a treat.
The end. What a marathon.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, congrats to you. You really, like, lived.
Thank you. I'm so excited to go back to one episode
a week after. I think that's much more civilized.
With the new girls. And do you know what? I'm just going to say the recommendation for this week is Real Housewives of Sydney.
Yes.
Tuesday next week, October 10th.
Can't wait.
Get into it. I have no, if you're overseas, I have no idea if it's going anywhere else. Someone in America asked me today and I said, I don't know, Peacock?
Yeah, who Peacock, can say? Who knows?
But maybe not immediately, but maybe Hey You and other places maybe, usually do it. So give it a go. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Kate, I just want to say thank you for joining me on this journey, and you're going to be joining me for the next 10 weeks. So we might hate each other by the end of this.
Oh my God. What if we did? No, we could never. I could never hate you.
Who would I message?
Who would I talk to every day of my life?
Exactly. Kate, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Katie Cam.
At Katie Cam. Mm-hmm. And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter, or at Gasbagging on Instagram and TikTok. Kate, thank you again. I'm very quickly getting renewed or cancelled this week.
Renewed. She's back, baby.
Yeah, renewed. I feel like moving into this like new era, full renewal.
Totally. Vibes. Full renewal for you too.
Full renewal. I am so scared of November. We're going to have Sydney happening, Beverly Hills, Potomac, Miami, Salt Lake still going.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Married to Medicine, I know you don't
watch. I don't do that, yeah.
Southern Charm. Great. Winter House will start.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then I just found out today that the new season of Selling Sunset is also premiering in November.
There's a lot on.
Yeah. I'm busy, not going to be spending time with family or partner during that period.
No, best it'll be, of luck. Me and
reality,
you, baby.
Yeah, me and you. Relative galleys. Strap in. All right. Thank you again, and farewell.
Farewell.